Destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Everybody, this is Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny, coming to you live from California on bbsradio.com. Boy, isn't BBS Radio just a wonderful thing? I mean, we have so many wonderful people on this radio station talking about consciousness in so many different areas. We are so fortunate to have this available to us. I hope you guys are taking advantage of this station and listening to some of the other shows and calling in. And I hope you feel like calling in tonight, later on when we start taking calls. This show is for you. I'm here for you. Anything I can do for you, just let me know. Today is July 16th, and today happens to be my mother's birthday. My mother was born in 1933 on July 16th. I'm making her a queen of clubs with an ace of clubs planetary ruler. Happy birthday, mother, if you're listening. Which I doubt she is tonight because she's probably busy having a great birthday. There aren't a lot of celebrities born today. There are a few. Corey Feldman, Jimmy Johnson, the Dallas Cowboys coach, Barry Sanders, ex-football player, or maybe still playing. Barbara Stanwyck, Ginger Rogers, Edward Kowalczyk. I guess that's his name, and a few others. But there are actually quite a few Queen of Clubs. I mean, there's a Queen of Clubs birthday every month of the year, so it is one of the most prolific cards in the deck. You'll meet a lot of Queen of Clubs over the course of your life if you just pay attention. And Queen of Clubs are the most psychic card in the whole deck. Not all of them acknowledge it, but most of them do. And the female Queen of Clubs especially can have the most incredible ability to communicate on other levels. And, I mean, even my mother, who's not really considered a spiritual person by New Age standards, has had conversations with God many times and knows about the hereafter and had a near-death experience and has always been guided by her intuition in her life. Today is also, it's a Queen of Clubs with an Ace of Clubs ruler. So you have a birthday where there's a double club. Now, any birthday that has a double of the same suit, both cards are the same suit, this person is like a lot of that suit. And clubs are all about communication. So you could imagine how important it would be for a double club to have somebody call them, to get letters, to be in touch with people, to have conversations. Now, that's not so important for diamonds. A diamond is more interested in doing and having, making. And spades, of course, are very much into doing and working. So the ones that are really conversation-oriented are clubs. And double clubs will be more than anybody else, usually, okay? Well, I want to announce for any of you who are in California, I'm going to be holding an advanced workshop here at my house in Concord, California. I'm thinking about August the 18th and 19th. It's going to start Saturday the 18th around 1 o'clock p.m. We're going to go 4 hours, and then we're going to also have a class the following morning around 9 or 10 o'clock. I'm not sure yet, 4 hours. So it's going to be an 8-hour class spread over 2 half-days. If you're interested, send me an email, and I will make sure you get the announcement with all the details and my email address. And, you know, you could even come from out of state. Some people do. I rarely teach anymore. So this is a unique opportunity, if you want, to come and have a class with me personally. My email address is themagi, T-H-E-M-A-G-I, at seventhunders.com, and that's the number seven and the word thunders.com. So if you're interested in coming to that class on August 18th, let me know. It's going to be limited to 15 people, so it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. Okay, I'm about to start my talk tonight, but I want to let you know that all the lines are open, and when I'm done with the talk, I'll be taking your calls. When you call in and talk to Seth, tell him your name and tell him your birthday, and he will put that up on a chat board for me, and I'll have that in front of me before I even talk to you. And then all you have to do when you talk to me is just have your question ready, and I'll be able to just go right directly to your question. Okay? All right. Okay, so my topic tonight is taken from an article that I wrote in my newsletter a few months ago. And it's called If I Were King. You know, I don't know what it is, and maybe some of you could chime in on this, but it seems like the more I look at our current society, the more that I see. I mean, I think actually, you know, I was pretty much ignorant of anything going on in the world when I was in my 20s, in my teens, in my 20s, really not so much in my 30s either. I think I started listening to different political things maybe in my 40s, and now I'm in my 50s, and it just seems like every year I just see more and more. So, you know, there's not a whole lot that I can do about it. I can vote, but the system is set up in a way that it's almost useless to even try to change it. But I had a little fantasy one day. I thought, you know, what would I do if I could change, if I could change the way things are? What are some of the things I would do to improve the world around us? And I call this If I Were King. So first of all, I'll talk about government itself. Now, of course, if I'm a king, I'm the head of the king, but I really wouldn't want to be that kind of king. I always want to get it all set up and then sit back and let it run itself. So for a government, I'd kind of leave it like it is, but I would make it more accountable and honest. This would mean that the people who are in the government would be honest and accountable. We would have accountability. Like right now is a big deal with President Bush. You know, he won't set a date for a pullout of Iraq. He won't be accountable. It's getting worse and worse. Almost every president, it seems, that less accountability and they get away with it and things go on. I would have a government that's accountable. I would create a system by which anyone wanting to run for office would first be evaluated. You'd have to get you'd have to pass some tests before you could actually become in office, get a position in office. Competency, intelligence, but most of all, integrity. You would examine their beliefs and things of how they see the world. You would ask these people, why do you want to be in office? What does it mean to you? And we'll get more to it later, but we would be looking for people that really want to help the world by being in a leadership position. And there are lots of people like that. We just don't have any of them in office right now. So there'd be some rigorous testing designed to see where they, you know, what's important to them and what's their real motives for running for office and so forth. If somebody was found to be immoral, insecure, you know, or somebody who's running for office for some kind of greed or, you know, in other words, like, if I need to be president so that I feel good about myself, that's an unhealthy reason for wanting to be a leader of a country. So there'd be like psychological evaluation. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing? And this would all be made public. Everybody could know about the people running for office. There'd be no more secrets, no more hiding anything. We would want people in office who loved what they were doing and had a vision for a better planet. So the person who would really want to elect would be the person with the most great vision for the world. Person want to stand up and be the leader and have this vision of our country and of the world in general. We want people that are in there leading us by example so that we can look up and they can be positive role models for us. not people who lie, cheat, hide the truth. We find out later all kinds of things happen. We want positive role models for our children and for everybody. We want a president we can look up to, or people in office that we can look up to. My evaluation process would be pass or fail, and the results would be all made on by public. Everybody would know. And we would do, you know, we would reveal people's past. We would look at them, scrutinize them. We just want to make sure we're getting people that are really good for the country in the offices. Campaign contributions and lobbying. This is the next topic. Basically, I think nobody should be allowed to influence anybody in office with financial incentives. Today we have massive financially, we have lobbying. I would completely eliminate lobbying. Now, not lobbying in the sense of having discussions, but any kind of financial, any kind of deals going on behind the scenes. There can be no, anyone in office can't be there for financial gain. Nobody in office should be there for what they can get from all these big businesses by giving them favor. Now, this is just the way it is, but this is how I would do it, okay? It's immoral. It should be illegal, and I would eliminate it. I would eliminate campaign contributions completely. Maybe we would allow people to give to the person of their choice. But this even campaign money now, who's spending it? Where is it going? Whose pocket does it end up in? Do we even know all the answers to these things? We want to make sure this is all a really clean system. Everything's out in the open. Everything is done for the right reason. Let's just eliminate that whole matter. When it's time for elections, let each candidate stand up, state his or her vision of the world, and then have a debate, not just with your opponents, but with people. Like, you know, I don't know if you notice this or not, but or know this or not, but when President Bush has a press conference, he only allows certain people to ask him questions. You just can't. Nobody in the audience, not everybody can ask a question. He will not. He only calls on people that he's already pre-screened for their questions, so that he doesn't have to face any tough questions. And that's absolutely ridiculous. We need to have people that can answer any question, that can be asked any question. And no controls. No trying to control everything with all these underhanded things. So I eliminate campaign contributions and lobbying and make it, just clean it out. Okay, government spending and foreign policy. If I were king, I would have our country get out of all the foreign countries where we have no business being. If there's a war going on somewhere, we can offer counseling, mediation, suggestions, maybe incentives for coming to a peaceful resolution, but we would never take sides and never offer either side weapons. No selling of arms to any country, period. No selling of arms to any country, period. If anybody in this country really felt so strongly about some foreign conflict, I mean, for example, if you happen to be Jewish and you really think you want to support the cause in Israel, we would allow you to become an Israel citizen and go there and participate in the conflict. That's what you should do. If you're a Muslim and you want to go fight for the Muslims, you can leave this country, give up your citizenship, and go there and be a Muslim. We should not have people in our country fighting against us and fighting against each other over things happening overseas. We would not allow any lobbying or special interest groups to influence political figures to support either side of a war. I would think it would be more in our best interest if we were to, as a country, do an in-depth analysis of any conflict and get to the real facts. What's really going on? Who are the people involved? What are their real motives? What are they up to? And make all this public so that the public, our country, would be enlightened, not kept in the dark about what's really going on. We can even take a vote after getting all the facts about whether or not we as a whole, as a country, approve of the conflict. But we've never taken an active role in fighting another country's battle. I think, though, maybe if a country came to us pleading for help and we were aligned in our vision of the world, it would be possible that we might take sides to protect them if they came to us for help. And if they were our allies and such, like that, if we had some kind of an agreement. But we would never take sides for political or financial gain. And that's what's going on right now. I don't really know if we've ever had a war that didn't have an underlying theme of somebody making a lot of money behind the scenes that we don't hear about as a public. As a country, I would say I would have us continue to invest in technology. We have to have a powerful defensive capability. I would not let that go to the wayside. Even in ancient India, they had warriors, and the warriors protected. They were there for protection. And they, you know, there were some evil people, and their wars were gotten start wars, but the good guys had warriors to protect their people, and they would just see to it that they weren't invaded by other countries that had ill intentions. So we would have a really powerful defensive capability, and we would keep that going. But just imagine, I was just looking on the Internet today. Did you know that we've already spent $443 billion on Iraq? $443 billion. I mean, that is just, that's just inconceivable. And imagine if we had invested this money into our country. I mean, I don't really mind paying taxes. I would feel a lot better about paying taxes, though, if I knew that the money was going to something good. How about our schools? How come teachers are the lowest paid? How come it's so hard? Why are we the stupidest country in the world now? We're ranked way down there now, like way down the list of intelligence in our young people. Where's all that money going? It's going into this war. And who's making money on this war? That's the real question. I would take all this money and I would invest it in our country. I would take it. We would have better schools, number one. We would have better roads and better environment. We would clean up the environment. We would have technology. We would invest it so we were completely free of any oil. We would be free of any need to get something from any other country to survive. This would, $443 billion goes a long way. It's actually almost 444 now. It's actually 443¾ at this point. Instead of programs that create more dependence on the government, such as subsidy programs and free handout programs, I would create an atmosphere where we only support people doing good things for themselves. We would create opportunities for the growth of people and reward them for doing things. For their individual efforts. You know, I don't know if you noticed, but our government is growing year by year, and more, a greater percentage of our population works for the government. That's what's happening, and if it continues, there will come a point where we all work for the government, which is kind of true in other countries. I don't know if you noticed this, but it's kind of true in other countries. Okay, so I would try to take measures to actually eliminate government and give the power back to the people. Let them live their life and make some decisions. Okay? I would like to see that local governments take more responsibility. Imagine if every state had its own laws, you know, and some of the laws you didn't like and some you did like. And because every state's making its own laws, and it's being run by the people in that state, and then we would have states that each have a certain character to them. Who knows? Maybe one state would outlaw McDonald's. We're not going to have any McDonald's in this state. Maybe they would say, in this state, we're just going to have healthy food. So you could choose where you live by the local government. You could find the one that fits your ideology, you know? Like, you could find your particular thing. Everybody could find the government that fits them the best. That is what I think is an awesome idea. It would be a country of states that are all unique, being run by themselves. And every town could have their own little rules and everything. Let's talk about immigration for a moment. I think that we should allow anybody to come to our country, but I think there should be a really strict program for it, and it should be enforced. I think if anybody got here illegally, they should be sent home and made to pay for the cost of relocating. They should be sent home. Anybody who's here illegal should go home. They should be sent back, and they should come in by taking the responsible way, and that is to, you know, qualify, learn what it is to be an American, Maybe they really wouldn't want to be in America once they really saw what was all involved, if we told them the whole story. We should never deny people, but they should have to earn it. Okay, now the media, television, and advertising. Oh, I love this subject. I would like to see the entire advertising thing in our country reworked. First of all, I would not allow any advertising in the movie theaters. Personally, I'm paying to see a movie. I don't want to see any advertising. I like previews, but I don't want to see Coca-Cola ads before I sit down for the movie. And I think there should be cable channels that don't have advertising. There are. There was HBO and so forth. But I'd like to see more channels that have no advertising. We could call them bullshit-free channels. I would like to see that. I would like to see us be able to pay just for the cable channels that we like and satellite channels. It's called a la carte. And I think it's going to be in our future. As it is now, you got 300 channels and about 250 of them you never watch because they're just not really what you're into. Why not just have the ones you like and pay per channel what those are? I would love to see that. I would create laws that punish the companies, this is about the internet now, that are using and paying the spammers instead of the spamming companies themselves. For some reason, we are trying to prosecute and shut down the guys that are making the spam, but nobody is prosecuting the companies that are hiring them. I think that is ridiculous. I'm getting all the spam in my email. We can see what company is trying to sell the stuff. They're the ones that should be held accountable for all the spam that we have. I would like to see each of us be able to choose what sorts of advertising we want to receive. I mean, there are things that I like to receive every day. I get it like as I'm a real computer geek, and there's a website called geeks.com, and I get an email from them almost every day. And I like to see what's on special there, and every once in a while I'll buy something. But I should be able to choose, and you should be able to choose, just exactly what kind of advertisements we are subjected to on every area, television, internet, radio. How about the billboards? You know, as it is now, we are completely surrounded, and their advertising executives are thinking for more ways to put more advertising in front of us. That's what they're all about. They'll put it everywhere eventually. They already almost have, okay? Every advertiser will be required to create and maintain an internet forum. In other words, every product company would be required to have a forum. And a forum is where you can go and post your comments about, like, I used the product, this was my experience. People should be able to see what their real experience is. And you should be able to go into a forum of any product and say, oh, I'm thinking about buying this thing. It looks pretty good. And read what other people say. Honest opinions. Honest opinions. Wouldn't that be nice? Any advertisers found to be lying about their product would be financially punished. Third-time offenders would lose their ability to advertise ever again or maybe have their business taken away. Advertisers' methods will be fully exposed to the public so that when we're watching an ad, we know just what's going on, how we're being controlled. Public transportation. I would love to see a really great system of public transportation in our country, national, so that if you didn't want to have a car, you wouldn't have to have a car. Wouldn't it be nice if there was, like, within a few blocks of your house, a bus station or some kind of a tram or something where you could go and it was so well done that you know you could get on that and get to anywhere that you normally drive. And it's safe. It was fun. I think it's kind of fun. We have a BART system here in San Francisco. And the BART station's about a mile, maybe a mile and a quarter from my house. And I can drive there. And then I can get on the BART, and I can go all the way to the San Francisco airport, which is about an hour drive, and I can go right to the airport and get on a plane without taking my car over there. And it's worth it. It is absolutely worth it. No traffic, no potential hang-ups because of traffic, no automobile, no emissions from the automobile. So many cars are running around with one person in the car. I was in Russia a couple years ago, and Moscow has an incredible public transportation system. You can basically get on a tram almost anywhere and get to any other part of the town that you want to go to. It's very effective. It doesn't go to the outlying regions, but it goes all over Moscow in the most great way. So why don't we have that in all of our major cities? Why don't we have that plus interactive? This is where this $443 billion would go if I were king. bicycles. If we had great bicycle lanes everywhere, it was safe to be a bicyclist, we would have more people riding bikes. It would be wonderful. I would also create a computerized carpooling system where anybody could plug in and catch a ride. In other words, like say I want to go to the market. You could plug in the computer and you could find out who is from my neighborhood is going that direction. And you could get a ride that way. It would be designed so that it would be safe. Everybody would be identified. Nobody could use that, abuse that to take advantage of other people. Okay, so medical care and doctors and drugs. The entire medical community and drug companies would immediately be put under severe scrutiny if I were king. The collusion between doctors and drug companies would be completely eliminated. I would not allow drug companies. I would be much harder on drug companies, absolutely, because drugs are getting out there every day that are really killing people. It's the number one cause of death in this country. Is drugs. Not illegal drugs, legal drugs. Number one cause of death. Why is no one talking about that? Drugs would have to take a much more testing over time and all potential negative side effects would explored before making them available. Everybody would have the option to use natural methods to cure themselves. People would be encouraged to take full responsibility for their health by setting up a health maintenance plan. We might actually have to require people. I mean, until we got used to it, require people. You got to take care of yourself first. You got to do what you can. Then if you're still ill, you get help, the help that you need. Wouldn't it be so cool? We could spend money on disease research, but why don't we spend money on the way we create disease and our bad lifestyle choices? You know, if we get rid of all this bullshit advertising, people would start eating better. If we advertise healthy products, and if we got rid of all these weird processed foods and so forth that we're all eating, you know, that are killing people, and make people aware and just get the truth out about it, we could all live a healthier life. It would be awesome. Okay? I think I would legalize marijuana and any other non-addictive, naturally occurring drugs. It's a natural remedy for some things. It would be able to use, but it's negative. Its negative qualities are so little compared to alcohol. It is not even. It shouldn't even be in the same category as a drug. Insurance. I would actually eliminate insurance completely. I would just eliminate it completely. All it is a gamble. That's all that it is. It's you gambling that you're going to get sick. Them gambling you're not. You're gambling that your house is going to get burned down. Them gambling that it's not. I would just get rid of it. We would all just be responsible for ourselves. We would all take responsibility for ourselves. When things happen, we would handle it. God loves us all. Everything would work out. We would just get rid of it altogether. So that's my little spiel here, folks, about what I would do if I were king. I hope I didn't bore you too much. This is my last time I'm going to talk about this, hopefully. Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. If you would like to talk to me and ask questions tonight, now is the time to call. We have all the lines open on bbsradio.com. Call in, and I'll be here to talk to you when I get back from the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from California. We have a couple of people on the line. There's still one line open. When you call in, tell Seth your name and your birthday and where you're from, and he'll put you in the queue. But there are definitely everybody can get in tonight if you want to. First up, we have Alice calling from Montana. Alice, are you there?
Yes.
How are you tonight, Alice?
Well, I'm surprised I got on.
I've well,
been wanting
you
to
the
ask
first.
You questions for a long time.
Well, I'm glad to have you.
Yes.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I would like you to help me to understand what are the best indicators for moving. And I hope this is an okay year because I just listed my property.
Okay.
I've been.
Yeah. So you're planning to move if you sell your house, is that it?
Yes. I lived many years in Southern California, and I bought a piece of property here that took me a long time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I finally did, I didn't know where to go because California prices kind of jumped up a lot more than Montana. And I'm going to get brave. I hope this is a good time. I'm studying your cards or
mm-hmm.
your work, your books. I'm just taking a shot in the dark here what to do.
Okay, well, moves are generally indicated by fives.
Yes.
Okay. So you have some fives this year. So there's definitely potential. The thing about it is that two of the three fives that you have are in the Saturn period.
Yeah.
And Saturn is the most difficult period of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to move during that period, it would be a difficult move. Not impossible, you understand. Just
well,
difficult.
You mean during the Saturn period, but could I not move after, or sell it and then move after the Saturn or before the Saturn period?
Yeah, you can. That's why you study the system. But I'm just saying that you have move cards during Saturn, so there's the cards are indicating a strong potential for that this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you said
now,
three fives, I only mm-hmm. see two in the lineup. Where do you get the third one?
Well, you also have to look at your planetary ruling card spread too. You're a two of spades ruling card.
That I did not do. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll just be frank with you that I don't see. Let me just look one more place. But you don't have the strongest influences for moving this year. There's some there. Now I'm talking about between now and your birthday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the strongest influences for it. There's some there, but they're not as strong as I mean, if you were to ask me if I'm going to predict that, I probably would not predict it based on what I see here.
Mm-hmm.
But there is definitely an opportunity here for this to happen for you. And the result card is this year is a five, of course.
Yes.
And it's a five of diamonds, though, which is not always a move card because it really has a lot to do with business usually, five of diamonds.
Yes, I'm not in.
If you'd had that five of hearts result or a five of spades, it would be a much stronger indication of you moving this year. So, I mean, that's the best I can do, actually.
Do you see anything coming up? I mean, I've been here, overstayed here now, and...
You've been there what?
I've been here too many years.
Oh, I see.
And, and it's not the best. I've been studying other books and things regarding relocation. I studied astrology many years and still don't know everything. But I know that this is not the best state for me to be living in.
Okay.
And I need to I need to move away.
Yeah,
and I finally have gotten ready to and convinced myself that I'm going to do it.
Well, I think that's awesome that you've chosen that. And, sometimes the cards are very clear in one direction or the other, but sometimes they're not. So it's really in your hands mm-hmm. in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say, though, I have a feeling you are going to move. It's going to be a hassle, a big hassle. Okay? But, hey, who cares if it's a big hassle? As long as you get to move, right?
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, I was looking at next year's lineup, and if I understand correctly, 2, 4s, and 8s mean business.
Well, no, they do not. But 4 diamonds means money is going to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
It's next year is going to be a very good year. I guarantee that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'll really enjoy it. The next year. Because of so many good influences.
But not if I stay here.
It won't matter where you are, actually.
Oh.
We're going to have a good year. You know, good years come wherever we're living.
Well, that hasn't been for the last 15 years. So, I mean, I feel that staying here any longer is just going to waste more of my life.
Well, I'm not suggesting that you stay.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
Next year is going to be a lot of fun, though. You have such good influences. And
well, maybe I'll be in a new place by then.
I really think that if you really want to be, you will be, Alice. Okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, I appreciate you calling tonight.
Oh, I have one quick question, and that is, I've been wanting to get your programs, but I have a Macintosh. And outside of getting a new Mac with the dual core, I wanted to know if you're ever going to put your work in Macintosh.
I know that it will happen someday. It's just not going to happen. I'm not doing it right now.
Yes.
If you understood what's involved in creating a Mac version, you would understand that I've always hesitated.
Well,
I've always hesitated.
I know
it basically requires doing it over again from scratch in a whole different language and or hiring somebody, and it's a pretty big expense. But you know, you can spend $150 on a Mac on a PC emulation program and it'll run it on your Mac.
Well,
your existing Mac.
I can do what?
You can buy a program like Virtual PC, and there's other ones that will create a miniature PC within your Mac, and you can run it that way.
Well, I'll check into it. But
yeah, if you want information about that, email me. I can give you more details.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a nice evening, Alice. Thanks for calling
you
in.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye. So in this case, Alice was wanting to know about a move, but there were some fives, but they weren't the kind of fives that I normally would really be thinking this is definitely going to happen. But, you know, she does have them. It looks like Saturn period will be the time. So now let's have Maureen. Now, I happen to know Maureen, and so I'm glad she called tonight. So can you put Maureen on? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. So
good.
You actually decided to call. Good.
Well, I have some questions to ask you.
Yeah, you got a lot of fives this year.
I do, and that's the nature of... I was wondering what it means when you have it in your long range and also in your disposition. And.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that the lady before you was a nine of diamonds, just like you.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was asking about moves, too. But your cards have much stronger indications of that than hers.
And yet I don't feel like I'm moving at all. I wanted to move for years, and now I feel like, no, I'm supposed to stay put here. So it's so funny.
Well, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, Maureen. I don't think it's kicked in for you yet. I think that, well, see, the Five of Spades doesn't always necessarily mean moving to a new location.
Okay.
It means a huge change in your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Which generally involves moving, but not always. It
okay.
can mean your work. It can mean the way you approach your health.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this much, though. The fact that you have a Five of Spades displacement means to me, and if you were my client, I would tell you, there is something that needs to change in your life. You've outgrown something in your life. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
You need to really look at it.
Okay.
You know, you've actually grown beyond something that's very significant in your life as part of your lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And that could be where you live, or it could be the work that you're doing. It could be the way you are with your health. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is a year when you see, the displacement means we're supposed to pay attention to that.
Okay.
It means we need to pay attention to it. We need to look and say, hey, what is it that's just not me anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain how that works. Like a four means security, for example. A four means stability and security, like it's a safe place. All right?
Right.
But as we evolve, like we can get to the, like, it, before a four is a three, and threes are very creative, but they're always afraid of everything.
Okay.
So the three evolves to a four, and they find all this stability, and they find safety, and they find security, right?
Uh-huh.
But then if you stay in that four long enough, you evolve out of that to the five. And then that little box that was so safe and secure now looks like a prison.
Yeah.
And that's the stage you're at.
Well, I do feel that with a couple of areas of my life, for sure. I also have in my environment a two of clubs, which in my life spread is my Venus card. So does that mean something significant when you have something from your life spread in the actual
year? It can. It could mean, in your particular case, because that's your Venus card, it could mean you could make a really good friend or a lover, perhaps.
Okay.
Now, have you traveled in your Venus period this year?
No, not really.
Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot more to happen here. You have an Ace of Hearts coming in Mars soon. And you have an Ace of Clubs and Two of Clubs in Jupiter. You're aware of these cards, right?
Yes.
So I would sort of think you're going to meet somebody.
Okay, is that what that means? I was wondering if that
That's
was
what I think.
What
yeah.
that meant.
Yeah, you got a lot of hearts right now. I mean, I would have told you months ago, plan a trip during this Venus period.
Huh, okay.
There's a man waiting for you in some port.
Okay, well, maybe I'll hurry up before July 25th. No,
yeah, you still got time.
Well, really not. My Mars period goes to 7:25, doesn't it? It's coming right up next week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick. You've only got 9 days.
Although I have an Ace of Hearts coming up in Mars.
Yeah, Mars is good, too. So, you know, it's not like you have to run off and do something right now. So you've actually got, you know, you've got some good cards. And your ruling card spread is really, really auspicious because you have a Ten of Diamonds environment and an Eight of Hearts displacement. Eight of Hearts is a really great year for business and for social life.
Oh, good.
And you have a Two of Hearts Pluto and Four of Hearts Resolve. I really think that by your birthday you're going to have a new relationship. You're going to be settled right in there.
Oh, you made my night. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice. I'll tell Desiree I talked to you.
Please do. Lots of love.
All
right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. And Seth, if you could play one of the other songs, maybe Sri Ram or the Krishna Lullaby. And when we come back, we have Santiago on line two, and we have two lines open. And by the way, the Canadian line is open, which is on there. It's 888 28 888-228-4494. So call in now, and you can be next after Santiago, and we'll be back after this short break.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful evening this evening here in California. Of course, it's already dark on the East Coast, but here in California, the sun is just setting, and I heard Don and Seth commenting on how beautiful the sunset was from Paradise, California, where they're at. And I'm not that far away, actually. I used to live in Paradise a long time ago. Okay, so we have a person that I actually know a little bit because I've talked to him today on the phone earlier, Santiago.
Hey,
how's it going?
It's going great.
Leo,
so,
Jack of Diamonds.
Yeah.
You must be like a, you must be so much of a fun guy.
Well, when I'm not pissed off, I guess.
What pisses you off?
I'm just kidding. Pardon me?
What could possibly piss you off?
I don't know. I'm getting better at not getting pissed off, actually. No, it's so much fun. I feel really excited talking with you here and the radio show and all. You know, it sounds pretty cool. I'm a little bit nervous, but it's good to hear you.
Well, go for it.
I heard that lady talk about the programming for the Mac. You know, mm-hmm. You and I had that conversation this afternoon a little bit, and I thought, wow, it's coming up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but I've been hearing it now for like 10 years. So.
I bet.
But you know, if somebody comes along who's a Mac programmer and makes me a deal, I'll have it done. You know. But
yeah.
I wouldn't even know how to install my program on a Mac.
yeah, I hear you. Well,
so what can I do for you tonight, Santiago?
Well, you know, I'm going through. I was looking at my yearly spread, and I'm in the Neptune period.
Mm-hmm.
At Five of Diamonds.
Yes, you are.
And yeah, so I was looking at that, and you know, it was mentioning something about the. Like a long business trip, represents a long business trip or business interests that are at some distance.
It could be,
It could be.
It has other meanings,
well,
you know, because the real basic meaning of Five of Diamonds is a change in what you like.
Yeah.
Change in
change
value.
Change in what I like?
Yeah, and what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah. Very
values
good.
Are nothing more than what we like and what we don't like.
Very good.
I like strawberry. I like chocolate. You know.
Yeah.
But see, a Five of Diamonds, when you're a diamond, you're a Jack of Diamonds. And for us, a Five of Diamonds can be significant because what we value is everything to us. See? So you might be feeling a certain sense of dissatisfaction right now with your life. That's what a Five of Diamonds
is.
Five of Diamonds will cause us to feel a sense of dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that will often come a change, you see.
Yeah.
Like I was talking about to Maureen, this evolution from the 3, the 4, into the 5. 4 is security and stability, but once you've been in that place, in some place for too long, it looks like a box. Your life starts to look like you're in a smelly little box, and you want to break out of it and be free, see?
Yeah.
And that's what a 5 causes to happen. But, you know, your birthday is coming up in less than a month, and this is just a time for you to really just think about what you might want to do differently, but don't make any decisions yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I've noticed just looking at cards on a daily basis, or even just some of my friends and relatives that are real close to me, that when I look at the periods they're in, that it just reflects it really well. It puts into writing what they're going through,
mm-hmm.
and so when I was looking at this Five of Diamonds, I was thinking, okay, well, a long business trip. Hey, well, let me see. I don't know how it's going to happen or in what manner, but I am in the transportation business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, but nothing really has come up to go, you know, that far, man, just around the Metroplex here in Fort Worth, Dallas. But,
yeah. I don't think you're going to have a long business trip, actually, because you only got 3 weeks.
Well, what is long anyway, right?
Well, you know, if you were going to do that, I think it would have showed up. But you know, if an opportunity arises, I would take it because it's a really nice time to travel in Neptune.
Yeah.
It's a time for a pleasant vacation, usually. So if you get an opportunity to go somewhere, and I think you may get an opportunity for your birthday, just take it. See what happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a really long trip. It doesn't have to be to a foreign country. It could just be a couple days, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe you know.
Yeah,
maybe you have a vacation coming.
I did get an offer to to go to Oklahoma to work, but in September.
No, we're talking about before your birthday here.
Yeah, so that's, you know, so I said, well, that's probably not it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I got that offer during this period.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's, that could have some bearing, like you're thinking about doing it, you know, perhaps. But again, I would caution you not to make any choices like that until after your birthday.
Yeah. Well, okay. And, you know, the I think it was the displacement card, that Four of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions something about life being nothing, or it was either the Four of Spades, Four of Clubs. I can't recall right top of my head right now, but it had to do with working all the time.
Well,
and
Four of Spades can be a workaholic
work.
Kind of card, but when you have it as displacement, you can experience that. You can feel like your nose is to the grindstone a lot during that year. Now, you've had this all year. Your year's almost
over. I've been working really hard all year.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
And, but it's something that, it's like a stage, you know, because next month when you start your next birthday, you're going to displace the Ten of Clubs. That's a whole different energy. So you're not going to be working like this next year. It's going to be you reaching out to a larger group of people somehow.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be interesting to see. The way I've been looking at the cards, and they may be, you know, I'm not like taking action on it, trying to make like a business trip happen or anything like that, but I'm just kind of seeing how is that going to unfold. And I don't.
Well, you do have to take a part in this, Santiago. You have to you have to be willing to make to utilize the energy of the cards by making choices that are aligned with that. Like you don't have to, but you can't just lay back either and not take any action. You know what I mean?
No, well, I'm just doing what's in front of me to do every day.
Right, okay,
And, you know, that kind of thing, and just seeing how it's reflected in these periods, in these cards. And,
sure.
One thing, like this year, the Jack of Spades has been in my Jupiter and also in my long range.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jack of Spades is my father. And so I have been having a close relationship with him, and but it's also this. I think it says something about art or something like that for Jack Spades. Or
well, it means that you could. It's a really creative card. So having any Jack in Jupiter would mean you could make money through a creative effort. But that's not the only thing it could mean, obviously. Perhaps it means your father is being a helpful influence in your life this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought too. You know that I would see him more or have more communication with him, that kind of thing.
Well, did you?
Yes, I still am. Yeah.
Oh well, you know, you're talking about a year that's already passed. So I'm asking you, did it happen or what?
Yes, it did. It did happen, and.
All right.
I just talked to him yesterday, and we bonded a lot more.
So he's a Jack, and you're a Jack too. That must be interesting.
It's pretty interesting. Yes, he's an interesting guy.
Okay, Santiago. So, do you have any other questions? Because I'm going to go to the next caller here soon.
Okay. Well, no, that's it. But thanks. Thanks for your input on this. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on the show, Santiago.
Thank you. Love your music. Take care.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that, too. Thank you very much. Okay, have a nice night. I'm starting to get a lot, you know, more and more orders for my CD, and I just love that. And I really feel supported by people who order it. If you like the music, you're certainly welcome to order one. There's actually 13 songs on the CD, and we play some of them, but not really all of them all the time. So we happen to have Teresa. She's been waiting patiently on line 3. And now two lines are open, folks. We got line 2, line 4, I believe, are open. If you want to call and be next, call in now and give Seth your name and birthday. But can I talk to Teresa? Is Teresa still on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Teresa. Hello. How are you?
Just fine. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I have your birthday as being December 16th, 1952.
That's right.
And what's on your mind this evening?
Questions about the cards I have coming up in Uranus and Neptune for this year.
You mean all those nines?
Uh-huh.
Are you worried about the nines?
Uh-huh.
Well, are you ready to move?
That would be nice, if it's the right move.
Well, it's always the right move.
Yeah. I think I'm more concerned about work.
Really? Well, yeah, you might lose your job.
Think so?
It's possible.
Yeah.
You might move your job, lose your job, change your job, and move all at the same time.
Wow.
How would that be?
Interesting.
You may not, you know, it's a lot stronger. It looks stronger for you to change jobs than to actually move physically.
Okay.
Just so you know. Because, well, there's a five of diamonds, too, you know. And that usually means change of work. And then you got a nine of spades. And see, the Uranus period is a work-related period, too. So, yeah, Teresa, I think you're in for some big changes here.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, as long as I can create income, that's good. I'm just concerned about, you know, when you have that much that strong in terms of nines, sometimes it looks like you don't make the choice. The universe makes it for you.
Well, everything that has a beginning has an ending.
Mm-hmm.
And if we know, if we can be aware of when something is ending in our life, we'll never have a tragedy. We'll never have a tragic loss. Do you understand?
Okay.
So you know whether or not, I mean, do you love the job you're doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I don't see any reason why you would lose it then.
Oh, just maybe, downsizing our company. I see that happening. In fact, it's already started happening.
Yeah. But see, if you were really in touch with yourself, you would know whether that job's going to end or not.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means you would know inside, like, your relationship to the job, why it would be meaningful for you to lose that job. What would be good about it for you? You'd be in touch with that. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's having a relationship with the inner part of yourself. Like, you say you like the job, but do you love it? I don't know. You know, what is the job?
Well, I love the work I do. I'm concerned about some of the things I see going on, you know, with the politics there.
Yeah, maybe you like the work, but maybe it's a bad environment for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you understand? It's, you see, you have to have your, you have to be clear about your relationship with your job. All of it, you know?
Okay.
Okay, I'll just give you an example. Let's say I have a job, and I'm telling myself, you know, I really don't like this part of my job, you know? But then we're security-oriented, right? You're security-oriented, I'm security-oriented. So we never think, oh, I should just quit this job. Right?
Right.
We think, well, I'll suffer through it because I need the job. But see, God has another plan for us. And God is saying, you know, you got to be happy here in your life. You got to be happy. So if we don't get the word, if we don't quit the job on our own, he'll cause us to lose the job. Because he loves us.
Okay.
Okay, Teresa. So get ready for some action. It's going to be fun. It's not until September. You got a little time to worry about it.
Is that what the cards in Saturn are showing right now, that worry I feel?
Yeah, you are. You got, and you're feeling a little strung out. And I would be careful not to do too many things at the same time, too. You know.
Okay.
And don't be worried. Everything, you know, when I look at your cards, like you have result cards for every year, it's all going to have a happy ending for you.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a man in your life?
Nope.
You will.
Okay.
Are you open to that idea?
It's not my primary concern right now.
Well, you know, just because we think something is important to us doesn't mean it really is.
Do you have a time frame for when you see that?
Well, I see a King of Hearts result for you, and that's a pretty strong indicator of you having a lover by your next birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, make some room in there in your mind for that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Great talking to you.
I appreciate it, Robert. All right. Thank you, sir.
It's all going to be fine. Try not to get too stressed out about it between you and your Saturn period right now, okay?
Okay.
You could
I appreciate
be,
it.
There's a lot of stress you could undergo. And just do some yoga or something. Relax, okay?
Okay.
Otherwise, your mind will drive you nuts.
No kidding.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice night. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and then we have Sally and Veronica waiting to talk. And now line 3 is available since Teresa just hung up. We're going to play one of my songs on my CD. And Seth, if you could play Gayatri, which is everybody's favorite song on the CD. It's kind of long, though. So please hang on, Sally and Veronica. While we listen to Gayatri, we'll be back in about 5 to 7 minutes, and we'll pick up where we left off. Hope you're having a great night. Thank you.
Tura Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tatsavitura
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny. That was Gayatri off my new CD called Bhakti Rock. Bhakti means the yoga of devotion. And my form of Bhakti yoga is with a really good beat so we can dance and really enjoy it. We have two people waiting. We have line three is open. Let's talk to Sally. She's on line two. Can I talk to Sally, please?
Hey.
Hello, Sally. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you, Mr. Destiny?
Where are you calling from tonight, Sally?
Arizona.
Oh, yeah? How's the weather there? Nice and hot, I guess.
And humid in places.
So what's on your mind tonight? What would you like to talk about?
Well, I've got some projects that are needing me to upgrade my car. And I'm asking a very close friend of mine to help me out with that. Do you see that being possible? Do you see that taking place?
When is this supposed to happen?
Well, I'm looking at before the end of the month.
Okay. Before the end of July.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's going on in your love life?
He is my love life.
Oh. So the guy you want to have fix your car is your lover.
Well, he's not. He wouldn't be fixing it. I'm asking for him to help me out in upgrading it. So trading the one I have in for one that's more highway. Has more highway capability. Mainly arriving.
What is your man's birthday?
Oh gosh, it's in July, July 10th.
Yeah, well, I assume he just had a birthday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what is he? A car salesman?
Oh goodness, no. He just has. He's financially able, but he's very financially frugal.
Well, yeah, because he's a Cancer.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer also. We watch every penny.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, the reason I ask that because you have a Three of Hearts right now, and that's in your ruling card spread, and that could indicate some uncertainty about, you know, your partner, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And guess what will probably happen before your birthday?
What?
You're going to meet somebody else.
Wow.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're having second thoughts.
Yes, I am.
You see? So, I love this, you know, when people ask me a question and I get to the real question. I love that. See, this year, since your last birthday, the theme of this year has been really for you, what makes you happy?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, personally, like, because, you know, you're the same age as me, and, you know, we're not getting younger, and we have to live our life to the best we can, right? Have the most quality in our life. And we don't have time to waste on things that aren't really the greatest, right?
True. True. Yeah. Part of what's going to make me happy is I've been cobbling together some project ideas, and it looks like they're going to fly, but it will necessitate having a better running car just to get to various appointments.
Well, yeah, of course, but, you know, there's no reason for you to be living in a poverty state, you know. You're a very resourceful, intelligent woman, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're September 20th, you're a four of clubs and a two of diamonds, you know?
Yes.
You should know how to make money pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, I do. I'm doing some catch-up right now, and I was just asking my present friend for his assistance. And
right.
I was wondering if you saw that.
Well, you know, I don't see anything saying it's not going to happen, but it doesn't even look like the thing that's really the most important right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you have some good cards right now, and between now and your birthday, you have good cards the whole year, rest of the year. So you can accomplish pretty much whatever you want. After your birthday, you're going to be moving.
Wow.
Next year is going to be a big, you're like the third person tonight who's got big changes ahead next year.
Oh, I'll take them.
Yeah, you're both of your long range cards are fives. You're definitely going to be, you know, you're going to be going somewhere else. So get ready for a big change. It's always
yeah.
a good change. Yeah. Yep.
And
I think there's going to be, you know, it may be as a result of a relationship that you have.
Yeah. Can I ask you about my grandbaby?
Sure.
She's 3 years old. And
what's her birthday?
Mother, June 25th.
Okay.
And her mother is born on the same day. And
they're born the same day. Oh,
isn't that
goodness.
Amazing? That's amazing.
That, you know, that's pretty rare to have, but it does happen, and it indicates like a direct transference of karma from the mother to the daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
So the child will be exactly like the mother.
Oh, what, praise God, no.
Yes. yes, it will be.
Do you see
so
my
So you need to be prepared for that.
Oh, dear.
And your daughter is a five. You're both a five of club, and this is a very restless card, you know.
I know.
I'll tell you a little story briefly. My son, who's 11, has a little friend that he plays with, and she's only 7. But because she's a girl, she's as tall as he is, you know. And she's a five of clubs. Well, when I first met her, they were playing at this park, and they were going down this slide. And I said to her, I said, Rebecca, you know, you shouldn't go down the slide just like that. It's a little dangerous. And she looked up at me, and she says, I do dangerous things. And she's only 7 years old, and she's already broken 3 bones.
Oh, dear.
I never broke any bones in my whole life. So, you know, a five will do things that nobody else will do for their own reasons, and you can't, you know. And they can seem very erratic and very way different than you. You're a four of clubs. They are your first karma card. You owe them both. You have to do what they want you to do.
Well,
you don't get much say so in the matter.
Will I be seeing my grandbaby anytime soon? The mother has kind of cut it off between us.
Well, you know, I don't see that happening. I don't see any indication of that one way or the other between now and your birthday.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it won't happen, but it's just not showing up like a theme.
Oh.
Okay?
All right.
So, you know, you're going to have to get in with this. You're going to have to come to terms with your daughter first.
My daughter-in-law.
Oh, daughter-in-law. Oh, okay.
She's the mother of the child.
Oh, I see. But see, what you don't know is that you have a karmic connection with her and her daughter. And in karma cards in this system, one owes the other, and you owe them. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's your obligation to give to them any way you can. And that means to allow her, you need to, like, give in to what she wants and what her way of doing things, even though it may not seem right to you. That's the news.
You know, I'm getting feelings that I might end up raising the child, the grandbaby.
It's possible, because, see, fives don't like to be tied down like that by a commitment. But I don't see that showing up in your cards anywhere for the next few months.
Okay.
I'm not
wishing it, but I've...
Yeah.
I've got.
In fact, I don't really see that showing up next year or anything like that either, after your
good.
Birthday.
Good.
But, you know, anything could happen. All right, Teresa, it's great talking to you.
Sally.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sally.
You have Teresa on the mind.
She was the last one. You're right, I do have Teresa on the mind.
Us revolving women here. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Destiny.
It's great talking to you, Sally. I appreciate talking to you.
I appreciate talking with you as well. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening. Well, we have two lines open now, line two and line three, folks. And now we have Veronica on line four from North Carolina, where I used to live. Can't wait to talk to her. Are you there, Veronica?
I am here.
Where do you live in North Carolina?
Well, actually, I'm in South Carolina. I'm in Greenville.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay.
So
Greenville, Spartanburg.
Yeah, that's right. Greenville, Spartanburg area.
Where's your accent?
The east side. I'm from the east side in the suburbs. That's where I grew up. So this is my home, yeah.
Do you know the card system at all?
I go to your site regularly. So.
You know you're a 10 of clubs.
Yes, I am a Ten of Clubs. That's what it is.
You don't know that you're. Do you know that you're a Ten of Queen of Hearts also?
And that's a good thing, right? As far as being nurturing and loving.
Why are you? Do you have doubts?
No. It's very, very. It actually causes problems as far as my family.
What does?
Well, as far as taking care of my parents and grandparents.
Queen of Hearts can be kind of codependent.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, it's more of a dependence on me at this point, which I can't understand, but when I'm in a relationship,
only because you allow
completely
it,
codependent, huh?
Only because you allow that.
That's true. You're right. You're right, but I feel somewhat...
what happens a lot,
parents,
and this is something I learned from my best friend, Joseph, who studied this thing called family constellations. It gets all screwed up. You know, parents are the big people.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're an adult, you're the little person in that relationship. And we're not supposed to give to our parents. They're supposed to give to us.
But if they're sick, my mother's ill, so it's kind of...
Well, I understand that. I mean, but... There are exceptions in a sense, but we have to have sort of an understanding. Like, you know, my mother, for example, always expected me to give her things, like gifts and everything. Okay? And even when I was like 6 years old, she told me, when you grow up, I want you to buy me a red sports car.
Wow.
And, you know, I ended up buying her a car. I didn't buy her a red sports car, but I bought her a car about 8 years ago. And I realized it was a huge mistake. Number one, she's married. She has a husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it just caused so many bad effects. And I realized that I had it all wrong. Like, because I was feeling some sort of obligation to my mother. And now I don't I don't support that energy anymore, and it's much healthier. Now her husband takes care of her. And if I have a birthday, I should be getting a present.
I would think so. That's the way that I would think that would work.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way, but it gets screwed up in our society, and the Queen of Hearts, because they like to have someone to take care of, they can extend that in the wrong directions very easily.
Well, I can definitely see that. It's worked out where my parents are divorced, so I am completely and solely taking care of my mother, who is, again, so she doesn't have any other source of income. And so it's really, really has caused a bit of a problem in my life now. It was.
Are you the only child?
No, I'm not. I have an older sister, and she's married and has a child, and I would think they would want to help, but they don't, which I can understand. But
well, you could never not help.
Yeah, that's... it would kind of eat me up.
Well, you know, in guilt.
Yeah, definitely in guilt.
So you're a slave to guilt.
Yes, that, and also, you know, if you don't do the right thing, then, of course, you know. Then that karma card comes in, and that's what I'm fearing and fretting at this point for my...
What? What are you fearing? Tell me.
The long-range card?
What's that?
It's Six of Diamonds.
You mean next year, after your birthday here?
Yeah, it's going to be in, like, on the...
couple days?
Yeah, so it's going to start pretty soon.
And what are you afraid that's going to mean, Six of Diamonds?
I'm not really sure, except that, you know, when karma's involved, I'm hoping that it will be a good thing. I looked at I have my personal year book here, and I saw the very end of the year, and it's looking mighty grim as far as everything's kind of smooth sailing until then, and well, I mean, there's ups and downs, but
and then it just goes downhill so bad, and it's everything's down the toilet.
Yeah, it's for both of them, the vertical and the direct. It's Neptune, and yeah, not pretty. So
you have 2 9s in Neptune, but you know that's more in your mind than it is real stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more like you're worried about that happening. See, the Neptune card is the hopes and fears card.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, you haven't really studied the other material, but
no,
you know,
I haven't. I'm ashamed of that. I apologize.
Well, let's not have any guilt come into our conversation.
Very good. All right. I have enough of that. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you have enough for two people there.
Yeah.
Let's find some good news for you.
Well, what do you think is going to happen as far as...
Are you married or single? What are
no,
you?
No, I just got out of a relationship. It would have been a 3-year relationship at the end of July, but we weren't meant for each other. So it's actually a good thing. It's a very positive.
It just ended.
Huh? It ended. It's been fizzling out for the last probably 4 months.
Okay.
And came to an abrupt halt probably a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's cool. I mean, I'm...
Well, Six of Diamonds, this, what I think, you know, I don't know if you realize this about yourself, Veronica, but you were put here to accomplish something.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just you're a person that came here to accomplish something big. Do you know that?
Such as what?
Like in your work, like your career.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, trying to find actually my niche, that's kind of...
It would be something with information. You know, teaching, publishing, public speaking, broadcasting.
Well, I do have my degree in communication, so that does make sense.
Yeah.
It would probably be useful if I actually did it.
No accident that you got a degree in communication.
Yeah.
That's really what 10 of Clubs... You know, there's so many famous women who have 10 of Clubs. It's a card, you know.
Who?
Madonna, Barbara Streisand, Shirley MacLaine.
Wow.
There's a whole list of them.
Okay.
And they always... Their career is everything to them.
Well, yeah, trying to find the right thing there, that's
the big problem for 10 of Clubs is what career, because they can do anything. So this year you have a six of diamonds long range and a six of clubs coming up after your birthday in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And those cards mean you're going to find the right thing.
Yay for me,
yay. That's right, yay.
When should I actually look for that? And I'm not going to get fired.
You won't have to look. Just you got to stop worrying about everything.
Okay.
And just pay attention. What do I love to do? Just ask yourself, what do I love? What really would be fun to do? Like, not work, like fun. And challenging. It has to be mentally challenging. It can't be boring.
No.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I definitely understand. I know what.
It has to be something that really...
worked at a bank. That was awful. Huh?
Yeah, something that really challenges you. So that you can really put those 10 cylinders of your mind to work.
Okay, so I'm not going to have to look for it. It will find me.
It'll find you.
Okay.
That's the way it always happens.
Okay.
But you do need to tune in to yourself. Not look out there, but tune in to yourself.
Okay.
Then you have to look inside, not outside. And, you know, see how you feel about things that you look at in the world. You know, be reflective.
Okay.
So that you can, because you want the thing that's going to feel right.
Most definitely. With the political things that are coming up, should I, or what do you think as far as opinion, do you think that I should go ahead and jump back into that, or should I avoid it? Or
into politics?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, politics, I don't know. I can't really say one way or the other. Maybe you're destined to be a politician.
Oh, I don't think the politician itself, but working for one of the candidates or...
You mean for one of the crooks?
Yeah, okay, you just said it there, thanks. Okay.
Are there any really odd people?
I have been down that dark road. Why am I going to repeat it? That's a good point. Okay.
Are there any really nice people, honest, upstanding people in politics? I haven't met any yet. Maybe there are, but...
You're right.
So why would you associate with that, you know? When you can have really great people around you in your life.
That's true. Well, as far as journalism or broadcasting, or radio?
Yeah. That's right up your alley.
Which, as far as advertising, I'm thinking about financial aspect as well. Financially, you hardly make anything, or at least in this area, in broadcasting.
That's not true. There's a lot of people making zillions of dollars in broadcasting. You got to emulate them, not the losers.
Okay, well, cool. it's unfortunate that the corporations have taken over the radio stations and the TV stations.
Get a job for them and then, you know, start there and go up from there.
Okay.
Maybe you'll be an anchor woman.
Hey, there you go.
Why not?
I don't know. I suppose I should go and do that.
So be open.
My degree is basically in it, huh?
Just be open and watch and see what happens, okay? It's going to be a fun year for you.
Okay, it's going to be a fun year, because when I read it at first, I freaked out. And
I can tell.
Oh, no. Yeah. So it's going to be fine, right?
It's going to be great, and you're going to make money, too.
Oh, yay. Oh, good. Good, good.
Yeah, so don't have any fear. Just enjoy it and be open for something good to come in. That's all you got to do.
Trust me. I can do that. And so I don't have to worry about relationships or anything like that bothering anything.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know what you do. We don't have time to go into that on this call. But relationship, in your case, should usually take a backseat to your career.
Okay.
So the man that you're with should be somebody who's supportive of that.
Very good.
All right? That's generally the way. It's not good for you to be supportive of some man who has his own career thing, because it's just not your nature.
Yeah. I guess sometimes people lose themselves within the other person. And, again, at least that's my experience, and became a shell of a person. I don't want to do that again, so...
Well, you could get into taking care of your partner and forget about your own goals. You know, that would be something that would happen to you.
That's that unfortunately did happen, so I just need to get back on track and be happy about it. And
that's right.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for talking to me.
You're welcome, Veronica. It was a pleasure. Thanks for calling tonight.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ten of clubs and a queen of hearts, that's a pretty good combination. That's strong. It should be very successful once you get on track. The biggest question for ten of clubs people is, what should I do? What should I do? They're like a kid in a candy shop with a dollar in their pocket, and there's a zillion candies, and they can't make up their mind, which one do I want to eat? Okay, we have Betsy who's been waiting patiently on line two from Hawaii. Are you still there, Betsy?
Aloha, yes.
Aloha.
Well, I haven't done this before, so should I just ask you some questions?
Yeah, ask me a question.
One question at a time. I'm exceptionally good at what I do. And,
what do you do?
Yep, and as I
always... What do you do?
I'm in sales, right,
okay.
And as I always land on my feet, and, you know, and from a place of trust... I've stepped off a huge financial cliff, and I'm having a few doubts and a few financial fears, and it feels like I'm kind of blocked and walking through wet cement, and I'd like to know what to do about clearing this block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one thing that would help, I think, is if you just realize what's the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, just kind of play it out in your mind. And then say, well, can I live with that? You know, can I live with that if that happened? I mean, it sounds like you've taken a risk on something that you really want to do. Is that true?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Is it some pyramid scheme?
Oh, gosh. That's awful. Pyramid schemes are not
good. It's not some multi-level marketing thing?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
This is a very important career move on my part.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you've always been great at sales. Both your cards are the greatest, the two of the three best sales cards in the deck.
Five of diamonds.
There's three cards that are the best salesmen: five of diamonds, nine of diamonds, and jack of diamonds. And you're the five of diamonds and the nine of diamonds. That's who you are.
Wow.
So you've always been great at promoting things. So what's this change involve, if you don't mind sharing?
Oh, I have opened my own company and have built out a beautiful new office space, and it's a little unnerving at the moment.
Well, you know, when I look at your card,
like walking through wet cement.
Your challenge this year is three of diamonds, which means worry about money. See, that's the challenge. Every year has a Pluto card, a challenge card. And yours is the three of diamonds. It means concerns and worrying about money. So that's what's happening to you.
Okay.
And the trick is, it's all in your mind. It's all about managing your mind. Your thoughts, okay? When you say you're walking through mud, what do you mean by that? Don't you mean that you're...
Walking through wet cement. It feels like I know that everything is about to pop. It feels like it's about to pop, but it feels like you have to just, you know, it's like pulling teeth. It's like walking through wet cement.
I see.
It's a very visceral, very, you know, it's like, oh!
Well, this job is going to be a lot more work than you imagined, because it always is.
I've been
is.
Doing this type of thing for 20 years. So
when you have your own business, it's a little different, you know. Usually they say that, you know, when you work for somebody, you work 40 hours a week. When you have your own business, you work 80 hours a week, kind of a thing.
I've been doing this on my own for 20 years, but I opened my own actual, you know, company.
Yeah.
Our physical space that I am responsible for.
Well, all the indicators are that you're going to make money at this.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, isn't that why you're doing it?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm extremely successful. However, at this point in juncture, it's feeling like I know that I should just trust and that it's not a problem, and
That's right.
That's fine.
That's what the cards say, too.
And you're saying the Three of Diamonds is my year of worry over finances.
You have to overcome the worry and become unlimited in your thinking about money. So you have a Three of Diamonds challenge and you have a Seven of Diamonds result. That's, and the Seven of Diamonds is the card of financial problems, or it's the Millionaire's card. That's what you really want. You want the Seven of Diamonds. You want that Millionaire.
How do I create that?
It's all about your mind. It's all about how you think. And right now in your Venus period, you have a Seven of Clubs and Three of Clubs, and you're worrying and thinking negatively. You have to elevate your thoughts. Have you watched The Secret yet?
Oh, yes. It's right there. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
That's been my belief system for years. I mean, it's nothing new, and yet don't we fall back periodically?
Well, no, yeah, I mean, and you're trying something different, see, so it's, even though you know this, you're in a different environment now, and you're trying to now apply what you know in a whole new environment, so there's a transition, there's a transformation you have to go through here, because you're asking for something bigger than what you had before.
Yes.
See? And so that requires a bigger consciousness around money. So now's a good time to do a refresher for yourself. I would do some reading if I buy some books, you know. The Millionaire, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, great book. It's in the bestseller list.
Okay.
Stuart Wilde's book, The Trick to Money is Having Some. Great book. And I've written a book also called The Big Money Book. Everything I learned that transformed. It's just like you just need a refresher course. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Because you're asking for a bigger thing than you've ever had before, and your consciousness has to expand to embrace that.
And
so you're right on track.
I deserve it.
You're right on track. Of course you deserve it.
Okay. Well, no, obviously I do. I mean, but you know how we all are. You know, we have all these
asking for it. You're asking for this.
Okay.
So God is saying, well, okay, I can give this to you, but you got to, like, open up a little bit here.
All righty.
Okay. So
well, you've reaffirmed
good.
what I believe in.
You're gonna be successful. That's what I predict.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. The Seven of Diamonds. That's interesting that it has the dichotomy of both sides.
You know, you're a five of diamonds. You're a double diamond. I'm a double diamond. There's only actually a couple birthdays that are double diamonds. And so everything for us is all about value. And life is about our own self-worth, you know?
Yes.
Our self-worth is measured in how well we do in our business.
Yes.
To a great extent, okay? And look at your cards. Your Pluto and your result card are both diamonds. So this is a huge year for you to have a transformation about your value. That's what's going on. And it's all perfect.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I will do more reading, and I will continue my meditation on...
If you read right now, it'll definitely take away this feeling that you have. It'll get rid of that.
Okay.
It'll elevate it. In other words, see, because a seven can go from worry to enlightenment.
Well,
the
that's
seven
all
of
I
clubs
need.
That you have right now. So all you need to do is just connect up with the right books, and you're all set.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure talking to you, Betsy. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Okay. Good night. Okay, folks, I think we're going to wind up the show. We don't have anybody else waiting on the lines, but I'd like to thank you all for being on the show with me tonight and listening in. We're going to end with one of the songs off the CD, and if Seth, if you could play Om Namah Shivaya, and we'll be on again next Monday night, same time. I hope you can come. Bring your friends and bring their birthdays, and let's have some fun together. This is Robert Lee Camp saying goodnight from sunny California. Thank you.
to dreams abandoned, a father.